Blog Talk Radio.
Your tolerance in waiting to see what's going to happen with this Blog Talk Radio show, Ms. Marie Williams. I thank all of you for following me, and I do apologize for last Saturday. There was some technical difficulties, and I was part of it because for the first time, I wasn't able to do the show as I should have, and I thank all of you. I've only can count two times in the 4 years since I've had the blog that things went wrong. But I thank you and continue to listen. I do know that there's much going on out here in the world at large. Of course, this Brussels, France issue in France with the terrorists there bombing the airport and was it a train station. And it's a sad state of affairs. I hate to hear about anybody losing their physical life, but as I teach and as I share with you all, life continues on, and you may drop the body, it may be damaged, it may go back to the dust of the earth, but our spirit soul continues on. And I want to share that with you because this is what I know, not what I read, but because I come in from the other side, remembering and knowing who and what I am, spirit soul. And I tell you that all that the soul reincarnates, and you do go through different life cycles to deal with different evolutions to the highest creative spiritual level that we all are trying to make it to, and that all of us that are here are courageous, because we're spirit souls that decide to come to this hellhole, which is a planet called Earth, If you want to talk about hell, let's talk about the sense world that we live in, where all of this is going on, all this murdering and killing and disease and all of this. So once you leave here, I can assure you, when you lose that body, your spirit soul will go consciously to the other side. You'll lose consciousness of this world, but you'll become aware on the other side of your spirit soul. And it's not to create any scenario, well, you know what, let me go on and take myself out. But it is painful being here. But the issue is, you've got to remember that you are courageous. You chose to come into this heart next, my cool. And you're going to be fine once that body drops. And you continue whatever it is that you're supposed to do on this side. And you go back on the other side, because as a medium, people do visit me who have crossed over. Sometimes I just see people, and I don't know, and then realize later on as I mature in this work I do that somebody's made their transition. Then I'm able to find out who it was. People do come to me. They're not ghosts. But because I've got this gift, I see them full body, their ethnicity, their clothes, something that I've gotten used to. Yes, you say, well, when it happens, aren't you a little startled? Yes, I am. Sometimes they're just there. And I mean, I see them, and I'm not frightened by them, because nothing can hurt and harm you unless you, within your own five senses, are fearful. That's why I'm here to calm you down. That's why I'm here as a spiritual counselor teacher. They help you. Call me at 312-802-4743, 312-802-4743, my precious one. If you need to deal with some issues in your individual lives and in your family structure, I'm here for you. That's what my job is. That's my work, to help you to move through what you're going through and to strengthen you and encourage you. Do we have any phone calls, Brother Cliff?
Mr. Glover is on the line, but he hasn't indicated that he wanted to talk.
Punch one, Mr. Glover, whomever else would like to participate in the conversation today. But okay. I needed to share that with all of you, because we live in this five-sense world, and we think that's the true reality. No, it is not. As I said, your spirit souls that had the courage to want to come here, and you were allowed to come here to go through what we call, as I say to you, the hellhole of living on this planet called Earth. So is he ready to make a comment, a statement?
It seems like he changed his mind. He doesn't want to. He's just listening, that's all.
Okay, so right now let me share with all of you with the tragedy of what's going on in Brussels, France, and the news media itself is not really a high level of communicating what's going on around the world, because it's still skewed with opinions of whoever it is that created these news media networks. And this whole issue in Brussels, France, as I said, every time I hear about anything where people are losing their physical lives, but they will continue on in the spirit realm, it's sad. You know, it's sad, because as we judge our existence through our five senses and our physiology, we don't treat each other well. Nothing is done in a vacuum. The whole issue of what's going on in Brussels, France, in France, I mean, for these people to do what they do, there's a lot of pain and issues going on physically. Again, nothing's ever done in a vacuum. And when you mistreat people and abuse them, in time, their anger and their woundedness wants them. They want to strike back out at you. You can take abuse from an individual level to the level of countries, neighborhoods, communities, and countries. So, you know, the victimization of the French people, they brush it off. Well, whatever, we know we have issues. I heard one commentator say this. But does this have to happen? But the point of the matter is, you know, if you have issues, then you diminish the issues that you have, and you say, well, I'm a victim, and this should not have happened to us. But that's because we get the skewed view of the media. I mean, for these people to do what they do, There's a deep woundedness. They'll talk about ISIS recruited them. They could not have recruited them if the people that did these things did not have a deep depth of woundedness and anger. You cannot encourage anybody to do anything if they are at peace. And these young men and women and all of them that are committing the suicide bombing and all of that, they're misguided, you say, y'all. The world is misguided because we live in the five senses. And the only way we know how to deal with each other when we're wounded is to hurt each other. You hurt me, I hurt you back. But the level of forgiveness and moving beyond that is a rarity, but it can happen. People like myself who understand that on an individual level know that we can do this on a earthly level and a human level. And those who are monitoring us, we go even deep. You say, well, UFOs and all that. But we're not the only life forms in this universe. And there, in our DNA, we are part of the life forms. And we were seeded by these life forms. And they're very disappointed in how we are acting. Very disappointed. But this is why they're monitoring us and watching us. And they're really concerned about us and how we're dealing with each other. And eventually the transformation of the planet Earth will move to a higher level of evolution. It's going to happen. And there are other existences and dimensions where there are higher levels of expression. Everything is not always a hot story as we see it in this planet, or at least here in this United States of America. So I want to say to each of you globally that you all can come out of whatever it is that you are going through. You got the Book of the Quran in the African so-called violent people that have stolen those little girls, which is terrible. It's a sickness. It's a twisted way that we look at each other. And I, as a female, look at the men and feel that the testosterone in them causes them to be violent. There's a history of testosterone males doing nothing. Kill, steal, and destroy. I mean, they talk about that in the Christian Bible. But I, as a woman that's coming in this world, I look back and I'm like, wait a minute. There's no devil that's doing that. Men have, throughout history, have killed, steal, and destroyed. I ask any of you men, if you want to talk about that, I would really appreciate that, because that's what I see as a woman. You know, this issue that men have, this need to be have power and control over each other. So, you know, call in, talk to me, tell me, what is your opinion? What is your position on this? The whole global world violence, and that's the only way that you can justify your woundedness and your pain? Where's the level of forgiveness? Because we really don't know who and what we are. We think that five senses of the world that we live in. Any callers, Cliff?
Mr. Glover, he's listening, but he doesn't want
to. Okay, comment. Would you like to put in an opinion? Because this issue of, now this is Bill Maurer, who's supposed to head the program Politically Incorrect, he's always saying things like last night while I'm looking at him on the show, he's saying they won't use, or President Obama, Islamic terrorism, Islamic extremists. Now, I don't particularly agree with his need to have that said, because it sounds all-encompassing of the Muslim Islamic faith. What do you feel about that?
Well, you know, most Muslims are peace-loving. They're kind, okay? And they don't want any trouble from anybody. There's only a handful of people within the United States of America that are Muslim that would love to bomb the United States and set out bombs and kill people and put it on television and blow up the Willis Tower and blow up the Sears building. And in New York, yeah, there's only a handful of people that would do that. But most Muslims do not want to see the United States destroyed. But some Muslims are just waiting and rubbing their hands and waiting to do that. see havoc done to the United States of America. This is the greatest country in the world, you know, but every country has its flaws. But there are Islamic brothers that would like to see the United States hurt. I'm talking about with these mosques. But the imams say one thing, okay, when they buy this, when they're in their mosque or what they privately with their friends, but when they're on television, they change their tune, you know, because they don't want to be scrutinized. But it's only a handful of people that want to destroy, Muslims that want to destroy the United States of America. They would love to see it fall. They would love to. But like
and
I said, but
myself,
I believe in love, freedom, justice, and equality. And I don't want to see anything fall because I know the Lord, after it's all said and done, the Lord above is in control.
No, that's true, that divide that was, because we're just like, you know what, sometimes, and I don't want to demean human beings, but it's like you think of an ant colony, you know, which is very organized. I mean, it's to compare to the life forms and the higher existence of creative energy.
Mm-hmm.
We are not that important. We really are not that important. I will say, gosh, let's say it. We are not that important, but we're important enough that in our DNA, we are still connected to all the other life forms in the universe. And those who are monitoring us, they do monitor us, and they are. And I was told that when I was a little girl, that they were, and can you imagine at 4 years old, five, I'm in kindergarten, that big word monitor,
wow.
You know, you don't know the word like that. But I'll never forget they told me that we're going to monitor the human beings, and that they seeded the human beings, so that missing link, it's in us. The life form issue is in us. We are part of the connectedness to all life forms throughout the universe. And that's why you have some people on this planet that get involved with nature. But life, the energy, the life force that existed throughout the universe, we're all connected, I say spiritually, and we manifest in different physical outlooks, you know. And I mean, does an ant have the same consciousness as a human being? I'm not saying that. No, it does not. But we are all life forms at different stages of development. And I say this to say what you just said, this whole thing I find disturbing that this man will just keep on wanting this to be said, but underneath what he's saying, he wants to, it appears to me, to condemn all Islam Muslim people. And as you said, it's only a small group that would love to see it. A small group. And the thing is, what is this thing with jihad? They like to jump on that. Tell me again, what does jihad mean
Well, jihad is fighting within your own self, against your battling, against your own shortcomings and your own weaknesses, you know, to overcome the Satan or the devil that seeks to control our lives. And the second jihad is if you try to give you an example. If you try to come into my country, it's called culture shock, and you try to introduce things that are un-Islamic, that they have the right to drive you out. They have the right to do that by all means. But after you leave, they leave you alone, they let you go on about your business. But I have to confess to you, when 9/11 happened in New York, with the building or not, there were Muslims that were glad that the building did go down. They rejoiced.
Trump was trying to emphasize when he said they would throw at a party. And the reasoning for saying that is what, again, why would they be rejoicing? And you said these are that small slice of Muslim that want to see the devastation?
Oh, most definitely. Like I said, September 11th, there were Muslims that rejoiced. They got their jollies. They loved it. They loved the building going down September 11th. They feel as though they got repercussions for the the bombs that they are dropping on innocent people in Islamic countries. And but like I said, there were Islamic leaders that said this, you know, privately, but they never said it. They would never say it on television. But they said that amongst their friends. But a lot of people don't know it.
Well, a lot of people don't realize, like I said, nothing is done in a vacuum. Europeans have done nothing but disrespect. They don't talk about the people that have been killed that are regular people in these so-called European domestic involvement militarily in countries. They don't talk about that. The men, the women, and children, you don't see the films of these people that have been killed by the European military complex, you know, and so, you know, people say, well, we're innocent. They always, to me, I'm looking at Europeans here in America.
You got somebody with a question.
Yes, go right here. Give us your name and your question and statement, please.
773-585.
Donnell Glover, Chicago, Illinois. You all were speaking about God earlier. God basically do not control what happens here on earth. In fact, God in Genesis 6:6 states that he was very sorry that he created man. You know, we down here on earth are very wicked people. We wicked people toward each other. We wicked people toward our neighbors, the Muslims, wicked people toward Catholics, Christians, Catholics are wicked people toward other religions. Now, if there's only one God, why is there thousands of different religions? To me, that don't make no sense. And I understand why God feel he made a mistake. And I know it's stated that God don't make mistakes, but he states it himself in Genesis 6:6 that he's sorry, very sorry that he created man. You know, and in fact, you know, we as black people hate ourselves, we hate other people who look like us, that's senseless. In fact, we're the only race of people who do not care about each other, don't want to help each other, lie on each other. We become leaders, and we, even our own ministers, are stabbing us in the back with our political leaders. You know, we live in hell. That's where we at. We live in a very wicked place. And the Muslims supposed to worship God, but they worship Prophet Muhammad, a man who was a pedophile, a man who was killing people, raping kids, and all of that stuff back in the year 500. Why are they worshiping God? Hell no, you can't comment. I'm talking.
No. Let him finish up.
Fuck you.
Let him finish. Go ahead, Mr. Glover.
I don't know what Mr. Glover got bad because he couldn't take it and hung up. That's all.
Oh, he hung up? Oh, okay. So, yeah. But the point is that this is the planet, from my knowledge and my awareness coming into this world as I've become attached to the language and the different breakdowns through the human with all the religions and all of that. And From my viewpoint, from my knowledge and awareness, that yes, they told me that they were disappointed in the human beings and they were going to be monitoring, because this planet is not a high caliber planet to come into existence on. This is hell on earth. Yes, it is. I agree with him on that. It's a horrible place, but to come here, understanding and talking with others that are aware spiritually, we chose to come here, all of us, and that was the courage that we had from the other side to come to this hellhole called planet Earth. But this is not one of the higher level planets. Go right ahead, Mr. Glover.
as I was saying.
Your question was statement, sir.
We as human beings, there are basically are no races. There's only one race here on earth that's human being. But man created all these other definitions of the human race to get more control over each other.
That's true. That's true. Now, the answer, my question would be this. And if they're making these statements that I agree with you about, then is this planet being moving to a higher level? And I would say yes. Yes, it is, because this is hell on earth. This planet is low grade. And the transformation of this planet, all of the horrible things that we know throughout history, the killing, the stealing, the murdering, and all of it. Even moment, this moment in time, we think it's the worst time. But this has been continual on this planet. So that whole New Jerusalem concept, this planet is going through a transformation. And those of us who know this and do the good that we're supposed to do while we're here, it will make a difference eventually. Now, our souls may, I don't know how many times, our souls may have to reincarnate. And we may not reincarnate to this planet. As we are evolving to a higher level, we may go somewhere else. Not only are there other planets, but there are other dimensions. Right, Mr. Glover?
That's a possibility, but I see this world moving into much worse territories. It's going to get worse before. Even look at America. The people who's running for president, none of them. Hillary don't like black folks, but she sit up there and lie and say she gonna do this, that, and other for black people. Her husband is the very reason why, through a law he created when he was president, why so many black people are in prison for minor crimes, getting 5, 10, 15, 20 years for nonviolent situations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this situation is not going to change until we cut out all this religious stuff and worship God and follow God. Like I say, in Genesis 6:6, even God saddens that he created man. That's the reason why he don't do anything for us. God could stop 9-year-olds. There was 2 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds or whatever got shot and killed within the past 2 weeks. God could stop that. But why should God interfere with something he gave us free choice, and we human beings here on earth is not doing anything? We can't even get together ourselves, so why should he participate? Which I really don't blame him. And what's coming up as far as this election is concerned should be a wake-up call for everybody. But it's
that's
not.
True.
You know, we
well,
got white
you and those of us
are
enlightened. Listen, Robert, you got to think about it like this. You have awareness, and I'm sure in your life you have tried to share that information. One person at a time. We can't save the whole world, but we can do what we can where we are, one person at a time. So that's the satisfaction I have, and you should have too for the work that you have put out there for those who have been in your environment. So that's all we can do. And then when we lay down this body and cross over to the other side, we would have done the good work. I always like to reflect on Martin Luther King. I'll say, all I want to do is help somebody. Because that's all we can do, is do the best we can, because we wanted to come here out of courage. And I think you have. I know I have. I'm sure Brother Cliff has made some good influences to somebody in his life. So for all of us, let's not give up. But just recognize that we can, one person at a time, make a difference. And call me, Minister Cynthia Marie Williams. Google me, and I can help you deal with your own individual issues. 312-802-4743. Thank you for the callers that have been listening, archiving, and continue to look in and listen in. And I want to say this to you. The light of God surrounds you. The love of God enfolds you. And the power of God protects you. Wherever you are, God is. Any more questions, any comments, sir?
You got 15 minutes.
Okay, so I'm just saying, any questions, any comments, from anyone, please.
No.
Don't forget now that your questions and your statements are invaluable and important. Very valuable and important. Yes, you can make a difference right where you are. That's all you can do. We can't save the world one person at a time. I want you to understand that as I do and go through the challenges of my own physiology, I still are in my right mind. I'm still trying to do what I can to make a difference, not only when I'm on doing this blog, but also in my life, you know, because I'm challenged too, and many of people that I'm aware of are physically challenged. But the spirit soul that we all have in us helps us to continue on despite our physical inharmonies, as I call them. So you need to be encouraged too, and I'm encouraging you, my precious ones, to stay strong and know that you can overcome the world, and it's a way to do it, and I can help you. 312-802-4743. 312-802-4743. I have people that I meet in my life that I live here in Chicago that appreciate what I have to offer. So I want my global family to understand the same principles and the same skill that was given to me to help these people in my physical life here. I can help you too around the world. Because we are all spirit souls in the physical body. We may not speak the same language, but we all come from the same source. So I thank all of you for following me, archiving the show, and continue. And I'm working on getting the hours back that I had before. I still have some fantastic people that are going to be coming on. And if you want to call in, make a comment, please do. Any callers now, Cliff?
Mr. Glover is just on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Just go right ahead, Mr. Glover.
Basically, I'm finished. I don't have anything else to say right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, your points are well made, and I do appreciate that but we shouldn't give up hope. No, we shouldn't give up hope for ourselves as souls. Like I said, when we drop that body, Jesus Christ's example, when he dropped his body, he still was alive. There is no death. Physically, we go away, but our spirit soul continue on. And as I say, when you lose consciousness of this world, you will be conscious on the other side. And you'll be in that world. And it's a good world because you don't have the problems of the physical or this hellhole called planet Earth. And you will have the work to do on the other side. You'll be assigned work to do on the other side. There are classrooms and there are people, and I say souls on the other side, in classroom encouraging each other. And as you move to higher levels of consciousness, then there's work on that side too. And if you have to come back, then you'll come back in finishing out any, as they say, karma or whatever it is you need to do. But don't be afraid, and I say that to all of you. It's okay because you will never, ever die. You say, well, what about all the Jews that were burned up during World War II? The physical body of all of those people have gone away, but those souls are reincarnating. It may not even be on this planet. It may be on other planets that do exist, other dimensions. But no, life does not stop. It does not stop. The body may go away, as I've said to you, but the example of Jesus Christ, the concept of Jesus Christ, is what it is. And religions have just taken it and just, we go with man-made control again. That's why we're set on stupid and dumbed down, because we're not given the individual identity of our own power. That's what he was saying. What I do, you can do. So he's giving right, come to free the people up from the Roman government and from the sellout priests and that and sold their souls to let the people know you are strong and this is your strength. Connect yourself to the divine and you can do all things, you know. I mean, it is what it is, but religion is not really trying to free you up. It's trying to keep you within a structure. And for those of us who are enlightened that know, we teach our children and those who come around us this freeing of who and what they are. Don't get entrapped in man-made world. What you say about that, Mr. Glover?
Yeah, I totally agree with you 100%.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. And Cliff, do you have anything you would like to share?
Basically, all I would say is this is the interesting presidential race that is going on, and I'm interested in seeing how it's going to turn out. And I think what Donald Trump said, talking about Mr. Cruz's wife, I think it was out of line for him to say something, and I think
but
it was undignified.
There's no proof that he stated it. You know,
well,
and like I was telling you the other day, his name has been put on the list of potential people who may win the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, that's according to what the tabloid said. Donald Trump does deny that he had anything to do with it, though. He did deny it, though. That's something that he did do. But if he did, it seems as though he did, because he kept on saying, I have a secret, and if you keep on talking, kid, I'm going to bring it out. And,
well, that's why it's important we as human beings got to be careful of what we do or what we don't do. If there's a law that if what he's saying is not true, why isn't the man suing him?
That I can't ask.
You know, the reason why he's not suing him because it didn't happen.
Hmm.
You know, because if what he's saying about, I mean, true Donald Trump life used to be, you know, a pole dancer and all of that. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's truth. That's public knowledge. But
mm-hmm.
if Donald
mm-hmm.
Trump's saying that this other man's wife is doing something.
Okay.
You know, why not? I mean, we all have skeletons in our closet.
The question is, you don't think that that's undignified for him to put up a picture of his wife on Twitter and Cruz's wife and say, look at her compared to my wife? You don't think that's undignified?
That's the type of arena that you, when you run for public office, you open up your whole life. You know, you and I know that our president is a Muslim. But ever since he became a president, he basically ignores that and avoids that situation.
You don't think that, but my question is to you, you don't think that that's demeaning to a woman?
No, that's
to say,
part of
that's
that
demeaning.
Arena. That's part of that arena. Like I say, when you run for public office, you open up your whole life.
Well, why in the polls, Mr. Glover, is he polled unfavorably among women now? I'm talking about Donald Trump for the action that he did. There's absolutely nothing wrong. Why?
Why? What now?
Why is Donald Trump polled unfavorably among women for the action that he conducted and the attack that he made against Ted Cruz's wife? But there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Why is it that women did not like that then, Mr. Glover?
I mean, women basically are a group of people who stick together. They stick together more than men do. You cannot truly believe everything the polls say, because the polls come through the media, which is controlled by maybe two organizations. Two companies control all of the media throughout the whole world.
If there's nothing wrong with it, why did his polls dip in his reaction among women? You saying that there's nothing wrong with what he did? There's absolutely nothing wrong.
No, I did not say there's nothing wrong with it. There's something wrong with lying. But it's yet to be proven whether it's true. And if the man is lying, then Cruz got a legal action where they can go in and get millions of dollars for defrauding this lady's character.
So, the question is, it's not undemeaning the women and what he did. It's not undemeaning whatsoever.
He didn't shoot at women. If it was true, he shot at Cruz's wife.
Yeah.
You know, and that has nothing to do with the female population. That
it's
has
nothing to do
with one.
But
why is Cruz...
But, But the question is
about Donald Trump's wife.
No, but there's nothing. What you're saying is there's nothing in your mind. There's nothing demeaning whatsoever about what he did. That's all I'm trying to find out from you.
No, it's not demeaning. If it's true.
Okay.
And if it's true, if it's not true, why isn't Cruz taking some form of legal action? If Cruz ain't
know,
doing it,
it's not under me. That's all I was trying to get you to say. It's not under me. It was good. I understand what you're saying. All right.
No, I didn't say it was good. I didn't say it was good. Don't be trying to put words in my mouth. What I'm saying is that if it's true, then they probably is ignoring it and keep from the truth coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a lie, then they got legal actions because of defaulting this lady's character.
See, Minister Williams, he's avoiding the question.
Perspective as a female, when I look at it from the information that you're given, that Mr. Trump, Mr. Glover, has said some terrible things about women that you don't hear as much about. His associate, not out of his mouth in particular. The people that he have around them say demeaning things, including he himself too, about women. Now, we got to qualify this. Remember now, we're talking about Caucasian women who are involved in feeling offended by Mr. Trump. We talk about Caucasian women. For myself as an African descendant, compared to somebody when I get really tired of being lumped in with the Caucasian women, and that's a code too. These women are Caucasian women that are being talked about, and that's that world that they live in with the Caucasian male. And these are things that go on in their world anyhow. But the issue is because we're dealing with it on a political level, then it's being emphasized. It's major. And my understanding from Caucasian, when I've known in the past, is that white Caucasian males, they talk like this anyhow. And that these women, because this is what they wanted to break away from, being demeaned in their own homes. So all they're doing, again, and that's why he has so much followers, because the things that they do behind closed doors and what they say, he's saying it straight up and straight out. That's why they like him. So this demeaning of women is common in that sexist world that Caucasian women have had to put up with. So they feel in the sting of it in a sense. They're sensitive to it. So they are taking issue with all the things that he says because he's bringing it all out. And all his followers are saying, yay, yay, yay. You're saying something that we say at home. And so, you know, there you go with the whole women's issue. And I've listened to him. As I paid attention in the clips of what he says about women, it's not nice. It's very sexist. But, you know, my point of it is that this is typical of a Caucasian male in his 50s sexist way of dealing, chauvinist way with Caucasian women. And they're the ones that don't like it. And the other ones are putting up with it because they accommodate to the men being men in this sense. So if you have Republican women, they're not necessarily going to fight against it. But anywho, I understand what you're saying. And we just have to designate the fact that these negativities are not good for us as human beings. And Mr. Glover, you're so right. They're disappointed in us as human beings. That's why they're monitoring us. And we have free will. And if we don't get it together, then those of us who are living in this lifetime, it may not happen now. But this place is going to and is going through a transformation. I do not see the whole world blowing up, but I keep seeing the destructions of parts of it. They did show that to me. So if there